It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific.
To give up our own oil and gas and buy the energy that we need from countries that hate us. So those countries that hate us will have more money to buy weapons to try to kill us.
Coast to coast and around the world from the America Out Loud Talk Radio studios.
Now, I realize you can't fix stupid, but you can vote it out.
It's time for Truth Be Told with Booker Scott.
Can anyone figure out why we are still paying federal taxes? Today is tax day, April 15th, and I hope you have taken care of your business. We are sure of two things in life, death and taxes. Although you don't really have to pay taxes, but if you don't, good luck on that. I hope you had a great weekend. I am Booker Scott. This is The Truth Be Told on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This hour is brought to you by Gold Co. You can go to BookerLikesGold.com to find out if diversifying some of your savings, if you have any left after paying your taxes, if diversifying some of the savings is a good idea for you with the precious of purchased metals. Just go to BookerLikesGold.com. There is a lot to talk about. After the weekend, we had the Iran bombing Israel with over 300 missiles and rockets and drones. And luckily for Israel, as we say a prayer for the people in the Middle East, none of those hit any targets. Between Israel, America, and the United Kingdom, they were able to shoot those missiles, rockets, and drones down before they did much damage. Most of them, they did get. So we're going to talk about that with Matt Palumbo. It is Mondays with Matt. And now we welcome to the program Matt Palumbo. You can find him on Fox Business and Fox News as a contributor. He is also the content director for the Bongino Report. He's here every Monday. Matt, welcome back.
All right, thanks so much for having me back on.
Okay, let's jump into it. I've got a big list. We go from Israel and Iran to Trump and court, Trump and Johnson and Mar-a-Lago, and we have a couple of other things I want to get into, but let's start. I think we have to have a little bit of a conversation about what happened over the weekend. We had Iran that sent drones, missiles, and I'm not sure what else into Israel, and it kind of was an escalation of things, and I know you're not a big expert on foreign policy, and neither am I, but I still think we need to have a short conversation about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is scary. I was actually taking a nap at the time, as I always do, as you know, all too well when I miss our calls. My girlfriend wakes me up. She's like, hey, Iran just attacked Israel, and I'm like, all right, so I'm sleeping through potentially the beginning of World War III. Iran since has at least sort of indicated, and obviously this stuff is very subject to change, that they're not looking to escalate it more from that. They're claiming it's because Israel attacked an embassy over there in Syria.
That's correct.
So I guess we'll have to keep our fingers crossed that that's true. But it's also the case that Biden is president. And if there is a time to attack Israel or any other ally of America, it's going to be when we have a president who at times doesn't know he's president.
Right.
So, like I said, among a million other reasons we need Trump back is to prevent things like this, because under Trump, it's very unlikely it even would have happened in the first place.
Yeah, I agree.
One of Trump's tweets was going viral from a few years ago where it was in all caps and it was something like, you know, to Iran's leader, don't ever threaten us again or there will be consequences like the world has never seen in the history of consequences. It was a pretty hilarious tweet, but it also worked diplomatically pretty well.
Well, I think and I hope that the cooler heads will prevail, but as you look at the world and the timing, you mentioned the election. A lot of these countries, and China would be one of those included when it comes to Taiwan, they have to be considering, we better hurry up and do something before November or January of next year, or we may have lost our opportunity. So that's something for everyone to consider. Now, another thing about this Israel-Iran thing, and it could very well just calm down. As you mentioned, on April 1st, there was a bombing by Israel of an Iranian, a consulate or something like that in Syria?
Consulate, embassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Syria, I believe.
Yeah, so they claim that this was the response to that. So maybe they'll just stop there. But now you see that the National Security Supplement of $95 billion is probably going to be brought up for a vote, and they're going to try to fast track it in the name of what happened over the weekend. And for those that don't remember, that was a couple of months ago. They were trying to pass $60 billion for Ukraine. I think there was $10 to $11 billion for Israel in that. Yeah. And there was money for the border as well in that. So it looks like that's going to be coming up here in the next week or two, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I know I've made this point on the show before, but it is, I don't know if it's hilarious or sad that the same liberals who for years have been talking about how we waste so much money on the military, oh my God, we could afford all these European healthcare, so whatever programs, free college, if only we didn't spend all this money on the military. Yeah. And then the second foreign militaries need it, or even we're funding the construction of border walls as well in foreign countries. The second other countries need those things, all of a sudden we have the money. And it's a very bizarre thing to see. And it's almost as if they're trying to destroy the country from within.
Yeah, nothing else makes any sense. And we're also paying the pensions for people in Ukraine when Americans can't get pensions. Social Security is going to be reduced. It's an upside down world in every way. Let's stay here on Trump for a minute, because his case in New York got underway on Monday. Jury selection started with that, and it appears that Donald Trump is going to testify. That's what I saw. Have you seen that as well?
Yeah, I saw that as well, and I think this is arguably like the most pointless trial of them all. I don't know. It's definitely tied with the civil fraud case, but it's. You know, actually, it's embarrassing to ask. There's just so many Trump trials. I want to make sure I'm getting the right one. This is the hush money.
Correct.
One, right?
This is Stormy Daniels and all right, yeah, Alvin Bragg.
My whole take on that, and I hate to be lazy, is just who cares?
Yeah.
Even if it's true, who cares? Who is really affected by this? And how is this a criminal trial? Why isn't it just a civil one like the other? I don't know. It's again, like Letitia James, Alvin Bragg had many times talked about trying to take Trump down, and if Trump was not running for president, none of this would happen. Absolutely no one would care.
And I agree. What would be the point? They wouldn't do anything. Donald Trump would retire, take his money, and live the rest of his life with his family. And in some ways, you have to kind of respect Donald Trump even more, because that is an option for him. And it probably would all go away, but he's still fighting, isn't he?
Yeah, and most of these politicians, they leave office. I mean, Obama, I think, pioneered this, or maybe it was the Clintons before Obama, where you leave office and you give speeches for $500,000 each and monetize the presidency. Trump's net worth fell by quite an amount when he was president, because he owned so many properties in very left-wing cities that hurt the brand value. Obviously, he made a lot of it back. I think actually made all of it back with True Social. But the point being, he's the only president that actually got poorer for being president. And he's also saying, and I'm going to do it all again. I think that speaks a lot to his character and his priority.
I do too. I think it says a lot, and I think it's lost on a lot of people. You brought up the college speeches, and you know, that's when I first noticed something about higher education. Yeah. When I saw these $500,000 speeches at colleges for Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton and people like that, I'm like, why in the world? When I went to college, nobody like that was speaking, and if they did speak, they probably gave them a couple of $100. There's been a big difference over the last 30 or 40 years.
I think they're really just bribes, because like when I saw Obama, I think it was $500,000 he got for a speech to Goldman Sachs. And let's be honest, the odds that Obama is instilling $500,000 worth of wisdom to some of the most sophisticated financial investors on the planet is near zero. It's much more likely it's just an in-kind bribe, where it's, okay, here's the bribe, but we have to justify it with the transaction. So the speech is it. It's a sort of like, it's a new form of money laundering, practically.
Yeah. Let's stay here with Donald Trump and Speaker Mike Johnson. How are you on Mike Johnson now? The FISA 702 was on Friday, and then he gets on an airplane. He goes down to Mar-a-Lago, and there is where they have this large speech that was on, I don't guess it was on every news channel, but it was on Fox Live and Fox Business at the same time. So they are going to try this where every illegal immigrant or every person has to prove they are an American citizen to vote. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a good move. But what do you make of all of it?
It's one of those policies where you're thinking, well, it's a great idea, but I feel like this should have been done 250 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just all this election stuff, like voter ID, that anything the left claims is like, discriminatory to disenfranchised voters, etc., are things that every single other country on the planet does. So these are things that every country, and I mean, third world countries do a better job at counting their votes than we do at this point, and somehow are probably more accurate, given, despite how corruption prone they are.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is something very good that we need to be getting done.
Well, and it's not going to pass. So understand right. that if you're listening to this, get your expectations in line. This is not meant to pass. This isn't going to the Senate. Joe Biden isn't going to sign it. There is one reason for this, and that is because most Americans, polls show, they have concern about their vote counting. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. People are worried that elections are not fair and square. So one way to make it fair and square is that everyone prove that they are a United States citizen in a federal election. That makes sense to all of us. So when they put this bill in front of the Democrats and they put the Democrats on record, I think it's very important for the 435 congressional races that will be taking place here in a couple of months for those people on the streets to say, look, your guy, he voted against someone proving that they are a U.S. citizen. Now, I believe that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's got to be the theater part of politics. Yeah. And if I don't know if it would escalate to this, but if there were hearings on it, for instance, there would be a lot of awesome sound bites of Democrats kind of falling over themselves, trying to justify why non-citizens should have the right to vote. I mean, I assume their argument is going to be something along the lines of, well, it's so rare, who cares? But again, if it's so rare, it doesn't matter. Why are you against the bill?
Yeah, why fight it? Yeah.
You can make that argument to try to sidestep it, but the fact of the matter is, if it really was so rare, you wouldn't care. You'd say, all right, these stupid Republicans, whatever, it doesn't really matter anyway. Obviously, it does matter.
Yeah, the majority of the Republicans voted against the FISA continuation, but yet Speaker Mike Johnson didn't. Neither did Steve Scalise. Neither did Elise Stefanik or Claudia Tenney. I thought those were some interesting votes. It only took one vote, one more vote, and it would have stopped. What do you make of the leader of the Republican Party not voting with the majority?
Whenever there's a vote like that, something so consequential or a hot button issue, whenever it's by one vote or two votes, you almost have to think that a lot of the people who voted in favor themselves opposed it but didn't want to be on record. So yeah. It's almost like they had a certain number of sacrificial lambs set aside. Now, I don't know if that's what happened here, but Glenn Greenwald actually has this theory called the national scapegoat that he argues that, there are certain issues both parties claim to care about. So for the right, it might be illegal immigration. And yet, there are many Republicans who have donors that benefit from cheap labor or that sort of thing. So rhetorically, they have to pretend they're against it. But when it comes down to voting, there's always coincidentally going to be enough to sink the proposal. And I think the example they gave for the Democrats on the other side was things like socialized medicine, where they all claim to support that, or Medicare for All, whatever they want to call it. But they also get a ton of donations from the healthcare industry. So they're not actually going to, there's always going to be enough Democrats defecting so it doesn't get passed. So it could be one of those things where, listen, the swamp is the swamp. The swamp includes a lot of people in our party. And it is very, as Reagan would say, it's very rare for the government to voluntarily reduce itself in size or scope. And even if we did have meaningful FISA reform, I fear it would be one of those things that gets a sort of secret repeal. This happened with, I think it was the Stock Act, where the first time Congress made it illegal for members of Congress to insider trade, it was in some omnibus bill. They snuck a line re-legalizing it, and then no one noticed for months or years. So yeah. I'm fearful it would be one of those situations where there's just such an incentive for the government to have this kind of power against us that somehow it'll just come back anyway.
And I see people like Dan Crenshaw, he's making arguments that there should be more restrictions and laws, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. That was the problem to begin with. They have no regard for what they're supposed to be doing. They'll just step over the top of anything new that you add to it, unless there is accountability for those that are abusing their power. None of it's going to matter anyway. I came across this representative, Jasmine Clark. Have you come across her at all? She's a freshman representative
I think I can picture her. I think she's gone viral for the wrong reasons.
She always has. Well, here she was on MSNBC, and she was explaining the FISA 702.
Now, the Republican Party is run by Russians at this point in time. So let's say some Russian decides to communicate with a member here in D.C. What FISA does is it's surveilling what the Russian is doing.
Okay. what do you have on that?
One perspective.
What did you say? That's one perspective. That's nice.
One perspective. That was, what percentage of FISA requests have been used against Russian people? It's probably been used against the Trump campaign alone more than every Russian combined.
And she says that the Russians are running the Republican Party it's nothing. And the MSNBC host is agreeing 100%. Of course, the Russians are running the Republican Party. These people are nuts. They drive me crazy. Let's talk a minute about the Afghan that I guess was on the terror watch list. And I'm trying to decipher this and use some discernment on it. It appears that this Afghan national came across the border, was apprehended a couple of times and released. And I don't believe that at the time he was on the watch list, but was later added. Do you understand it that way?
You know what? I actually missed that detail, unfortunately. But the thing is, even if he was added later, you'd think that would set off some red flags, like, okay, let's go get this guy immediately. The fact that there's any delay whatsoever is a bit concerning. And, you know, this is all almost irrelevant details because he shouldn't have been in the country even if he wasn't a terrorist, even if he was literally just, quote unquote, looking for a better life. He still shouldn't have been here. So, Correct. You know, whether or not they knew is irrelevant. But there have been stories that there are dozens of situations here very similar to this. And that is one of the biggest, consequences or most violent, I suppose, consequences of illegal immigration is that it opens us up to terrorism quite well. And it's absurd how easy it is to cross the border and face no consequences. Like I had a friend who was immigrating from the UK, and it took him 5 years. And I would joke to him, like, just fly to Mexico and cross the border, and somehow they'll let you stay. Although, you know, I actually might be speaking too soon, because in Morristown, which I live near, there's a German family, and they left Germany more than a decade ago, because Germany bans homeschooling. So they were fleeing for that reason. They got like some sort of temporary status here that they overstayed. And, you know, it's one of those cases where, yes, obviously we won't need to be consistent in opposing illegal immigration. But it's also worth pointing out that the Biden administration is making an effort to start deporting them. And we've had 9 million people cross the border, at least under him. And there's no effort whatsoever to deport them. Yet you have the one family that I don't want to racialize it, but you pick the one white family and target them while terrorists are walking freely. It's such a bizarre, twisted set of priorities.
Yeah, I have seen that story. It's a sad story because, again, those kids have been here now for years, for a decade, and they're going to be potentially forced to go back to Germany and really start their lives all over. It's unfair to them, especially in light of what's going on. And speaking of the Afghan watch list terrorist or whatever it was, and we don't know who these people are, where they are. And to your point, you said he should have been kicked out as soon as he was added to the list.
Yeah.
But they don't know where they are. And Christopher Wray testified last week again, and he seemed to elevate the threat of something happening within the country. And as we saw what happened in Israel and Iran, my thought went to that. Is something going to happen within our borders now because of the things that Christopher Wray has been trying to warn us about?
Well, I mean, we just saw a terrorist attack in Moscow, and they are a police state, and they couldn't prevent that. So, I mean, I know they ignored intel, but we are, listen, we have a national security state now that cares more about gender pronouns than actual securities. What wouldn't surprise me, and the rest of the world knows our border is open. I mean, you were talking about Chris Wray talking about the terror threat, and it's worth noting, like, even Mayorkas to a very minor extent, but Chris Wray for sure there, they will acknowledge all the consequences of a border crisis that they exist, but then they won't call it a crisis.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's no problem whatsoever. Okay, we have millions of people coming over and terrorists are coming over, but it's not a crisis. And it's weird that they're focusing more on the language than reality.
Let's talk a minute about the 26-year-old transgender Antifa activist. His name is, and I always have a problem Okay, with four names, okay, I'm getting a little iffy. When you get to five names, it's trouble all the time. But this guy has four names, so potential trouble. His name is Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert in Alabama. He is a transgender Antifa activist, and he tried to blow up the attorney general in Montgomery, Alabama, back in March, and they arrested him last week. So the good guys there do some good work. Finally. But again, it's another Antifa crazy person with four names that is trying to blow up an attorney general in Alabama. And, you know, that's our world. That's our country. And it's scary times, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I'm glad this guy whose name I already forgot got caught. But the left is in total denial about who commits terrorism in this country. There was this famous statistic where they claimed that the majority, or what was the... I think it was people were quoting it to try to debunk the claim that leftists are most of the terrorist attacks, but that Islamists are. And the study tried to claim that, like, or it's the Government Accountability Office released this. And they're trying to claim that, I think it was like 2/3 of terror deaths in America are from right-wing extremists. So I look at the time frame of the data, and I'm not making this up. People can look this up. They began the count on September 12th, 2001. That was their starting day. So, I mean, it's almost laughable that, okay, if you ignore the worst Islamist attack in the country's history, turns out they don't give them very many problems.
Yeah.
And they do the same thing with these left-wing attacks where they just simply ignore them. They act as if none of them ever happened whatsoever. Yet, after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, there were hundreds of these attacks against pro-life facilities. And then other things, like even like... basically family planning clinics that don't support abortion. Like, I can't remember the name for the crisis pregnancy centers. Liberals for years have been saying, oh, pro-life people, you only care about the fetus. You don't care when they're actually born. And then they go and firebomb the places that help with that. So these people are completely psychotic. And yeah, there have been dozens of these Antifa attacks. Andy Ngo on Twitter is very good at tracking them. And you wouldn't be surprised many of the people will be trans element of the LGBT whatever community, a lot of cases of like sexual misconduct, child porn, that sort of thing. So yeah, these people are a bunch of freaks and should not be in charge of anything.
Yeah, they're soulless, ungodly, mental. And we should build more mental institutions. We close them all down. Let's put them all in there. I said that. And you've been listening to Mondays with Matt. Matt Palumbo, thank you very much.
No, my pleasure. Thank you.
If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. I bleed red, white, and blue in my ways you just can't change. Wrong or right, I give my life for this place called USA.
More Truth Be Told with Booker Scott in a minute on America Out Loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited-time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back, guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code out loud.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
I always enjoy Mondays with Matt Palumbo. Be looking for him on Fox Business and Fox News as a contributor. He's also a great author. He's written the book, The Man Behind the Curtain, George Soros. He wrote Spygate with Dan Bongino. And speaking of great books and authors, when you go to AmericaOutloud.news, you can go into the shop. You can also go in and look at books. You'll hear a lot of great guests here on the network, and those books that they have written, you can find right there at AmericaOutloud.news. Also, a lot of the great hosts of shows here and writers of articles at America Out Loud, you can find their work there also. So go to AmericaOutloud.news while you're listening and check out the shop and make sure you use that promo code OUTLOUD when you see something that you want, because you can save some money. Well, Matt and I were talking there about Speaker Mike Johnson going down to Mar-a-Lago, and I told you what I thought it was about, and I really believe it is just a way to position for 435 House of Representative offices, their position, not only their position when it comes to illegal immigrants voting, but it puts the Democrats on the spot. Are the Democrats going to be the ones to say on the record that, no, we don't want any part of this? No one should have to say, I am a U.S. citizen. By the way, there are local municipalities that do not require you to be a citizen of the country. And most of them are in Maryland. I found that interesting. But there are other places. So, you know, New York City, they tried that, but that was not upheld in the New York Supreme Court. On Sunday, Maria Bartiromo had on her show Rand Paul, and he had some words about Speaker Mike Johnson. You see, Marjorie Taylor Greene is speaking of possibly vacating the chair again. Personally, I think it's a terrible idea right now. But is Speaker Mike Johnson holding up his end of the bargain? Is he American first? I mean, he took the flight down to Mar-a-Lago. He's there with President Donald Trump, former President Trump. And they give this speech. And, you know, in my opinion, it looks like Donald Trump is trying to bring the party together. He is now the leader. He is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party for president. And you can look at this one of two ways. Well, there's only one way you can look at it. We have a Marxist tyrannical regime that is taking over this country. And there is only one solution to that, and who knows whether this solution is actually going to end up working, but it's all we can do right now, so we all have to get behind the Republican nominee at this point, don't we? Is there any other choice now? But I think Donald Trump is showing some great leadership in bringing Speaker Mike Johnson down to Mar-a-Lago as soon as that FISA 702 vote was made. But Senator Rand Paul had some interesting words about Speaker Mike Johnson on that FISA vote, and a little bit more. Here he was on Maria Bartiromo.
Not using the power of the purse. So Speaker Johnson was incredibly wrong. He broke the tie. He voted with the Democrats. Here we have the leader of the Republicans in the House votes with the Democrats against a warrant requirement. We also have Speaker Johnson voting for the spending package, once again, with a majority of the Democrats. As I see it now, I'm not sure there's a difference between Mike Johnson being in charge and the Democrats being in charge. The debt, the deficit this year will be $1.5 to $2 trillion, and that's Mike Johnson's bill. He put it forward. He supported it with a minority of Republicans, with a majority of Democrats. This is not using the power of the purse. This is abdicating the power of the purse.
And Rand Paul went on in that interview on that program to even talk about Mitch McConnell. The question was asked of Rand Paul, Who would you like to see as the new leader of the Republicans in the Senate? His response was, anyone is better than Mitch McConnell. And I agree 100% with Rand Paul. Let's go back to Mar-a-Lago on Friday afternoon, where Donald Trump and Speaker Mike Johnson held that big press conference. And here is Speaker Johnson in what exactly this is all about.
And so what we're going to do is the House Republicans are introducing a bill that will require proof of citizenship to vote. It seems like common sense. I'm sure all of us would agree. We only want U.S. citizens to vote in U.S. elections. But there are some Democrats who don't want to do that. We believe that one of their designs, one of the reasons for this open border, which everybody asks all around the country, why would they do this? Why would they allow all this chaos? Why the violence? Because they want to turn these people into voters.
And more importantly than just turning them into voters is having populations when the census is taken the next time, which will come up in 2030, and it will allow the Democrats to have more power in the House of Representatives, possibly. Maybe that's the reason. They don't want these illegal immigrants to go to red states where so many people have always thought, well, they're going to turn Texas blue, they're going to turn Florida blue, that's the objective. Well, what if the objective actually is when that census is taken and these people are counted, that then the lines are redrawn that will give the Democrats forever power in the House of Representatives? Wouldn't that be something? Here's more of Speaker Johnson.
Right now, the administration is encouraging illegals to go to their local welfare office to sign up for benefits. Well, guess what? When you go to a welfare office, they also ask you if you would like to register to vote. And so many people, we think, are going to do that. And you know what? The numbers are so high. There's so many millions of illegals in the country that if only 1 out of 100 voted, they would cast potentially hundreds of thousands of votes in the election. That could turn an election. This could be a tight election in our congressional races around the country.
And the Democrats are pushing back on this whole idea. They don't think it makes any sense. They think the Republicans are just using this, which maybe they are, but there is a good reason to use this, isn't there? Illegal immigrants shouldn't be voting in our elections.
It could, if there are enough votes, affect the presidential election. And so that's why House Republicans are going to act. I'm going to announce to you today, here standing alongside President Trump, that we will do everything within our power to ensure that we do have free and fair elections in this country. If we don't have that in a constitutional republic, we have nothing. It's the basis of who we are as a nation, and we owe that to the American people.
So watch this legislation that will be coming up soon, but also temper your expectations, because this is not a bill that is even intended to be passed. The Republicans, even if they pass it, they know it will not pass in the Senate. And even if it did, Joe Biden would never sign it. So make sure you understand what this is for. Don't have any expectations that it is going to pass or go anywhere. It's just to put the Democrats on the record for the upcoming election here in November. Donald Trump was there, and he spoke prior to Speaker Johnson. Here's some of his words.
I would like to demand that our border be closed because we have millions of people coming into our country. Millions and millions of people are pouring in at levels that nobody's reporting, nobody's going to talk about, but I believe you could have 15 million already in. Some are terrorists. They come from jails and prisons. They come from mental institutions and insane asylums. They come from all over the world, not just South America. They're coming from all over the world. Venezuela announced that their crime is down 67% because of the fact that they've taken the gang members, the leaders and the members, and they've deposited them very nicely into the United States of America.
Another thing Venezuela did is they emptied their jails, their prisons. They let them out. Guess where they went? They're probably living in your neighborhood somewhere. You don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. But the government doesn't know where they are either. That's some of the people that are here. Guess what else Venezuela did? They made it. They will not accept any airplanes from America. So they empty their prison. And now they won't allow airplanes from America to bring anybody back. Who has the better government? I would say that Venezuela is light years ahead of Joe Biden.
It's happening with the Congo. It's happening with countries all over Africa, Asia, South America, all over the world it's happening. Our country is like a dumping ground, and we're going to have it stopped. And Biden should do it immediately. He should close the border immediately. He needs no legislation. He doesn't need this gentleman. He doesn't need anybody. He can do it. I did it without any legislation. I had the best border we've had in ever recorded history. He can close it immediately. If he would have left, we had stay in Mexico, remain in Mexico. We had catch and release in Mexico, not here. We had everything. It was perfect. It was a great situation we had, and now we have the worst ever. I don't believe in the history of the world there's been a border like this.
And that could be some of the problems that Donald Trump has. If you want to critique him, he speaks in absolutes. It was the most perfect border ever. He does that all the time. That's just his personality. But when you look at the numbers, here's facts. Joe Biden, in his first 26 months in office, had 5.7 million illegal immigrants enter the country. In Donald Trump's last 2 years, he said it was perfect. Well, it was not bad, 1.3 million. So compare the difference there. 24 months, 2 years, 5.7 million to 1.3 million. There was a huge difference.
An honor to have you at Mar-a-Lago, my $18 million house on the ocean and the bay.
And I just thought that was funny. If you don't recall, Judge Engoron in New York said that Mar-a-Lago was only worth $18 million. So there is Donald Trump taking a punch at Engoron, the judge in New York, and over that $450 million case. I thought that was pretty funny by Donald Trump. Welcome to his $18 million house, Mar-a-Lago.
And it's one of the problems we have. We have a court system that's very corrupt. We have a border that's open. We have a lot of problems in our country. And we have an election problem, and that's really what we're here to talk about today.
Director Ray, have you read Robert Hur's special counsel report?
I have reviewed it.
Okay, this was another hearing on Capitol Hill last week, and this one got my attention. This is FBI Director Christopher Wray, and this is Representative Elise Stefanik from New York. And her questioning was very, very interesting to me. I want to play it for you because I believe there is a lot here. You're not gonna know what is here. Her questions alone make me believe that they know something is happening.
Do you believe Joe Biden mishandled classified information?
I'm not going to discuss the report. That's the special counsel's report, and I've referred
to it. In your opinion, as director of the FBI, do you believe he mishandled classified information?
Again, I'm just going to refer to the report, and the special counsel can speak for himself on his report.
Are you aware, and this is breaking news right now, are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony and his report.
Okay, so you can tell that he is never going to really answer any of these questions. But the breaking news here is that in 2016, there is an audio of Joe Biden confirming he knew then he had classified documents. So there's some breaking news there. Let's keep going with Elise Stefanik.
In front of this very committee in an open session, your predecessor, Jim Comey, testified that he did not follow the proper protocol regarding the notification of Congress of the opening of the Crossfire Hurricane. That will be the counterintelligence investigation into President Trump in 2016. To address this illegal abuse of power by the FBI, this committee included direction to the FBI in the IAA, requiring notification to congressional leadership of any counterintel investigation into a federal candidate for office. Is there any counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
This is where the questioning gets interesting to me. Because of Jim Comey, because of the other investigations that happened in the past, he should be able to answer this question. Elise Stefanik would not ask these questions that she's about to ask if she didn't already know the answer. She had to be prepared for the follow-up question that would come if he said yes or no. So listen carefully.
I would just say I'll refer you to the special counsel has...
It's not a question about the special counsel. Right. That's a requirement in the IAA of the FBI. Is there a counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
There's no investigation that I could confirm here, no.
Is there a counterintelligence investigation?
Again, I'm not confirming any investigation into either candidate.
Are you aware that you're required by the IAA to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation?
And we will comply with the law.
Have you already complied with the law? Has there been a notification?
I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
You believe you have been, or has there been a notification to Congress of any counterintelligence investigation of a federal candidate?
I believe we have complied with the law.
Has there been a counterintel assessment conducted on either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, there's no assessment that I would confirm here in any way. I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
How about on an immediate family member, and by that I mean spouses or children, of either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, I'm not in the business of confirming, especially not in open hearings, assessments or anything like that when it comes to counterintelligence matters.
So you will confirm in the classified setting when we ask you this question of whether there's a counterintelligence investigation, because you are aware that according to the IAA, you are required by law to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation, not just for presidential candidates, but any federal candidate.
We will comply with the law.
So you will answer this in the classified hearing later today?
We will comply with the law.
And what's your understanding of the law?
There's a whole series of oversight requirements that we have related to counterintelligence matters. I'm not going to try to go through all of them.
But specifically the notification of Congress of a counterintel investigation onto a federal candidate, what is your understanding of the law?
Again, I would want to refer to the lawyers to make sure that I'm appropriately complying with it, but I can tell you we're going to comply with the law.
Okay, so Christopher Wray says he's going to comply with the law. To me, that's not the story. To me, the story were the questions that Elise Stefanik was asking. I don't think she would be asking those questions if they didn't know. Attorneys never ask questions unless they already know what the answer is. And again, she had to be prepared in case he said, yes, we do, then what is her follow-up question? So I found that very, very interesting. Is the FBI up to their old tricks like they were with Crossfire Hurricane? Who knows? But it seems like Elise Stefanik had some sort of idea. Listen up. Right now, it looks like the government's pushing for a digital dollar, which could mean every penny you spend could be tracked and controlled by the government. And if that's true, then your entire life could depend on the people that you don't know, like, or trust. And that's why smart Americans are opting out and putting some of their savings into real gold and silver. So to help you, you can go to BookerLikesGold.com to get a free 2024 gold IRA kit from my new partners at Goldco. It shows you how to protect your hard-earned money with physical gold and silver, and you can do that even if it's still in a retirement account. And as an American citizen, you could get up to $10,000 in free silver just for safeguarding your own savings. At the very least, arm yourself with knowledge about your options. Don't be a sheep. Go to BookerLikesGold.com now to get your free 2024 gold IRA kit.
Fiction becomes a religion. Places where nothing is clear. Sanity and reason just disappear.
Chairman, there are multiple members that could yield you time. I would ask that you...
I will have you physically removed from this meeting if you don't stop.
More truth in minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
We wouldn't couldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold, too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Coming up here tonight at 7 o'clock, Unleash the Political News Hour, followed by the National Security Hour. And then at 9, it's After Dark with Robin Andrew. My name is Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're here every night at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific. And you can also hear the replay the following morning at 8 o'clock. So if you ever miss us at 6, please listen the next morning on your way to work. We would appreciate it. 8 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here. You know, Christopher Wray testified a couple of different places last week. I played some of that for you in the last segment. In this segment, I want to get to a different hearing. And in this hearing, Christopher Wray actually brings up some of the things that Matt Palumbo and I talked about in the first segment, about that elevated threat of violence, possibly from someone on the terrorist watch list that came across that southern border. Here's Christopher Wray in this hearing.
Every day, our people are working relentlessly to outpace our adversaries and to stay ahead of complex and evolving threats. So I'd like to start out by thanking you and the rest of the committee for your support over the years for our efforts to achieve our mission of protecting the American people and upholding the Constitution.
And let me just interrupt him right here, because so many people on the right side have given the FBI such a hard time, and rightfully so in some areas. But the FBI is working hard all the time to protect us. And I have told stories before about what they do and how quickly the FBI will move when it comes to children being involved in sex trade. They move a lot faster than the local authorities, than the sheriff or the metro police or whatever it is that you have in your community. So even though the FBI has been so disappointing, and they really have in so many ways, there's still a lot of good guys working there and doing a good job. So I think it's important to say that, because the truth should still matter.
I walked through how we were already in a heightened threat environment. Since then, we've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole nother level after October 7th. We continue to see the cartels push fentanyl and other dangerous drugs into every corner of the country, claiming countless American lives. We've seen a spate of ransomware and other cyber attacks impacting parts of our critical infrastructure and businesses, both large and small. Violent crime, which reached alarming levels coming out of the pandemic, remains far too high and is impacting far too many communities. China continues its relentless effort to steal our intellectual property and most valuable information. And that is just scratching the surface.
And it was good to hear him say that violent crime is up, because the Democrats continually try to say that crime is down. Well, it's not. And you heard him say there are specific communities that it's high. And most of those communities, most of those cities are Democrat-run cities that they have no bail, just go on, commit crimes, there's no accountability, and we'll let you right out of jail, and they continue doing the same thing. That's what's happening in some of these cities. Christopher Wray went on a little more.
As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I would be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. But that is the case as I sit here today. And while we have always found ways at the FBI to innovate and make the most with what we have, this is by no means a time to let up or dial back.
And by the way, FBI's funding was cut $500 million in the latest budget, and that's why Christopher Wray was testifying there. He's trying to get more money for the Federal Bureau of Investigations. There is a story coming out of St. Louis from the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, and his name is Andrew Bailey, and here's what he said, and this came out last Thursday or Friday. The court just ordered Planned Parenthood St. Louis to turn over documents exposing how they subjected children to puberty blockers and irreversible surgery, often without parental consent. This is our world. This is our country that we're living in. He goes on and says, in recent weeks, my team has also obtained court orders forcing Planned Parenthood, Great Plains, and Children's Mercy to fork over documents in compliance with their investigations. There's no more important fight than to ensure Missouri is the safest state in the nation for children. As a father of four and attorney general, I will not stand by and allow children to be harmed. So we'll keep an eye on that as it goes through the courts. And speaking of transgenderism and how far things have gone so far to the left and liberalism, did you catch Bill Maher last weekend? Here's what he had to say. This was interesting. Pay attention to the leftist Bill Maher. He's been coming a little bit more and more to the center, and maybe this is the reason why.
Canada, I'm not saying any of this because I enjoy it. I don't, because I've always enjoyed you. But I need to cite you as a cautionary tale to help my country. And the moral of that tale is, yes, you can move too far left. And when you do, you wind up pushing the people in the middle to the right. At its worst, Canada is what American voters think happens when there's no one putting a check on extreme wokeness, like the saga of Canadian shop teacher Kayla Lemieux, whose pronouns are she, her, and those.
And you can hear Bill Maher there. It seems like he's getting a little bit more sensible, but I don't think so. You heard it right there. The reason why he is because he knows usually there is a pendulum of a continuum that swings left to right. And he thinks that the wokeness and the craziness that we're witnessing has gone too far to the left. And he's afraid that they will lose the election. If you look around at the polls, that's what's happening. Donald Trump is leading 6 of 7 swing states now. That's pretty important. But it still takes activity. It still takes you doing something. Get active. Get involved. Get plugged into your local GOP office and meetings. Republican clubs. Find them. Get involved with them. It's so important. And ultimately, we have to vote. Take your neighbor to vote. Tell your friends, your family, it's time to vote to make a difference. Because there is still work to be done in this country. And I believe the election that's coming up in November, just about 6 months away, is the most important election this country has ever seen. And we need everybody involved. Thank you for joining us here on The Truth Be Told. My name is Booker Scott, and you were told 2,000 years ago that you are the salt of the earth, and salt without flavor, it has no value. So whatever you do, keep being salty. Have a great night. Unleash the Political News Hour. It's coming up next.
There is only one truth. You've been listening to The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott on America Out Loud.